All right, after many months of not really playing any music, live music in person with people, the Serafin Ensemble will kick off the fall arts season with Serafin and Friends. It's the first local live chamber music performance of the season on Sunday, September 20th at 4 o'clock. Tell me all about it.
We are so excited to get back on stage and back connecting with audiences, and we're delighted to be on the Arts at Trinity, the season opener, which we did not think was going to happen. But since they are allowed to have an audience of 50 in their sanctuary, they decided to move forward, and we're honored to be opening the season. So for this performance, we'll have two of our Serafin roster artists, myself, and another violinist, Amos Fayette. And we will be joined by a guest, Jennifer Nicole Campbell, who is not only a wonderful collaborative pianist, but also a composer. So we're going to be featuring some new works on the program, one by her and one by her former teacher, and then also some favorites of ours by Beethoven, since it's still his 250th birthday year. Niels Gade, who is a Danish composer, from the 19th century, and also a little showpiece that Amos is going to play, since he's a great violin virtuoso, by Karol Lipinski, a Polish virtuoso violinist and composer.
You must be so excited and truly delighted that you guys can actually bring music, live music, back to the arts at Trinity, yes?
It has been such a time for collaborative artists especially, but all performing artists, to be disconnected from live audiences and sharing what we do. We have tried to make do with virtual performances, but it's just not the same thing. So we are, all three of us, thrilled, as I know my colleagues around the country and around the world will be when they can get back on stage too.
Kate, what have you all been doing, Serafin and Friends, during your downtime of COVID-19? A lot of practicing, I presume?
Well, I don't know what everybody's been individually doing, but for me it has been really a luxurious time of being able to practice a lot and in a different way when you don't have to just prepare for the next performance and the next performance. So for me it's been a time to get back to basics and do some honing of my craft. But also I've tackled some new pieces as well and gone back and learned a concerto that I hadn't played since I was a teenager. So other than that, we've been doing a lot of shuffling of scheduling and trying and starting and stopping with hopeful concerts that didn't transpire. But this one is transpiring and we're so excited.
How will this concert be handled as far as safety precautions?
So the Arts at Trinity has all pertinent safety precautions in place. So first of all, they're limiting the audience size to 50, and they have a very large sanctuary, so that is going to allow social distancing when seated in the sanctuary. And in addition, the Arts at Trinity will be taking everyone's temperature on the way in, just as an added assurance. Everybody, of course, has to wear a mask because that's the case everywhere in Delaware. And we will be, we as the performing artists will also be standing a little further apart than we normally do. So it should be a very safe and comfortable environment for everyone. And we are planning to do a broadcast of the live recorded performance, so long as we capture a good recording.
Will that broadcast then be put up where?
Well, it will be posted probably on the Serafin site and the Arts at Trinity site. We haven't actually worked out those logistics, but it will be readily available and people should be able to watch it once it's posted anytime they want.